Maseches Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey. The Mishnais is now going to continue with the discussion of Schach. However, before we start this next Mishnah, we need to bear in mind two concepts in the Halachas of Sukkah. The first of which is what a person has to have in mind when they build a Sukkah. As you'll recall, in the first Mishnah, we had the Machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel over whether or not a Sukkah had to be built L'Shem Chag, for the purpose of the coming Yontif. Beis Shammai held that it had to be built L'Shem Chag, and Beis Hillel said that it did not have to be built with the coming Yontif of Sukkos in mind. However, Beis Hillel is Maida that a Sukkah has to be built L'Shem Sukkah, for the sake of shelter. So, if you put up the Schach for the purpose of shade, that would be kosher, but if you put up the Schach just for the purpose of decoration, that would not be a kosher Sukkah. In that case, we would run into the problem of Tasa V'Lei Min HaOsli, which is the next concept we have to bear in mind. Tasa V'Lei Min HaOsli B'Psul is the principle that when you build the sukkah, it has to be built from scratch, B'Kashrus, and you cannot take something that was built B'Psul, Min HaOsli B'Psul, and turn that by making changes to it into a kosher sukkah. So, for example, in the case of schach that was put in place for decorative purposes and not for sukkah, that is a P'Psul. And if you were to change your mind and say, well, now I'm designating this schach for use for sukkah, that is min ha'osli b'psul, and it's not made from scratch b'kashrus. And the way to fix this normally is we raise each piece of schach one tefach and put it back down a tefach, and by that means we have now created it anew, and it's tasav le min ha'osli. So with that in mind, let's begin the Mishnah. Chavilei kash, bundles of straw, the chavilei etzim, and bundles of sticks, the chavilei zrodim, and bundles of still moist reeds or cane, and these are still moist, so they're not yet fit for use as firewood. They're only good for feeding to animals. Emesaklin behen, you cannot make schach with these bundles. Now the reason is only midrabanan, because midaraisa, all of these are things that grew from the ground and are not makabel tuma. However, we said they're possible for use as schach midrabanan. The reason is that these three types of bundles will be left outside to dry as firewood, and we're afraid that a person will leave them on top of the sukkah to dry, and then later change his mind and decide that he's going to use them as schach. However, because they were put in place for the sake of drying and not for the sake of sukkah, not for the sake of shelter, they're pusel. And by changing your mind and deciding that you're going to be now using these bundles as your schach, that is min ha'asui b'psul. And it's not tasev loy min ha'asui. And so we were geyser that you can never use these bundles for schach. However, the Mishnah goes on to say, V'chulan shehitiran, all of these bundles, if you were to untie them so that materials are no longer in bundles, ksheiros, they are kosher. Now we have to understand when and how these were untied and put on top of the sukkah. Because if they were put on top of the sukkah for the purpose of drying and then untied only after they were put in place for that purpose, you still have to raise each and every individual piece of schach by one tefach and put it back down so that it would be tasev le min ha'asib ipsul, because when it was put in place originally, it was asib ipsul. However, if you put the bundle on top of the sukkah l'shem schach, and then you realize, uh-oh, because of Xera, I cannot use it for schach, and so then you cut the cords that bound them into bundles and loosen them, that's perfectly fine. You don't have to raise it and lower it, because when they were first put in, they were put in L'Shem Schach, and it's a kosher sukkah. The Mishnah now goes on to say, V'chulan, and all of these cases of pasul schach, and now we're referring not just to the cases of our Mishnah, but also the previous Mishnayis. So if it was Mechuber L'Karka, like the vines of the previous Mishnah, or if it's the sheets that we had discussed in the earlier Mishnayis, Ksheiros Ladefanes. All of these materials, even though they're pasul for use as schach, they are perfectly kosher for use as walls of the sukkah. Mishnah Vav. Now, for this Mishnah, we have to bear in mind yet another couple of new concepts. The first one is a special gzera we made with regard to lumber. Raw, untreated lumber is midairaisa good schach. And as a matter of fact, the Mefarshim say, if you were to take a sheet of solid wood, several feet long by several feet wide, and wanted to use that as schach, midairaisa would be kosher, because the only requirements are that it grew from the ground and it's not makabel tuma, and untreated lumber meets those requirements. However, we made a gzera mishum tikra, because of roofs. And the gzera is that if a person sees lumber being used for schach, they would think that it's no different than the roof of their house. And they can be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah just by staying inside their house underneath the lumber that serves as their roof. So because of this gzera, we said that lumber of a certain size, and that's what we'll get into in this Mishnah, is pasul for schach midrabanan. The other concept we're going to have to keep in mind for later on in this Mishnah is the concept of lavud, that a gap of 3 tefachim or less of material in a sukkah is considered to have been bridged or is considered to have been filled in by the surrounding material. So with these in mind, let's start Mishnah Vav. Metzachin banasarim. We can make schach out of boards. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Eiser, and Rabbi Meir, Asers. Now, of course, we're not talking about large boards because, as we said, we have a gzeira mishum tikra. And so the machlekes here is, where exactly do we draw the line? Rabbi Yehuda draws the line at 4 tefachim, and his basis is, as we see in Hilchas Shabbos, 4 tefachim is the minimum measurement of a makam chashuv. So once a board is wide enough to be considered a makam chashuv, this gzeira, because of tikra, is going to be applied, and the board is going to be considered pasul l'schach. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, uses a measurement of 3 tefachim, because he says we have this concept in sukkah of lavud. And so once you hit that 3 tefachim measurement that we see elsewhere for the concept of lavud, we're going to apply that to this gzeira mishum tikra. And so that's what Reb Meir is referring to when he says it's usser. We are talking about a board that is between 3 and 4 tefachim, and that's what the entire machlokes is about. Going on in the Mishnah, Nasan Aleha Neser, if you put on top of a sukkah a board, Shehu Rachav Arba Tvachim, so Lekuli Alma, this board has the Isser Midrabanan from the Gzera of Tikra applying to it, and it's not Kasher Schach, Kshera, the rest of the sukkah is Kasher. This is not going to passel the entire sukkah. Uvilvad, so long as Shloyishan Tachlav, you do not sleep underneath it. Now, when we say sleep, it's lav dafka sleep, but it's anything you're not allowed to do outside of the sukkah. The reason why we pick sleep is because sleep is the one thing that you can never do outside of the sukkah. You're not even supposed to be taking naps outside of the sukkah, whereas you could have snacks, you could have achilas arai outside of the sukkah. However, if you want it to be kaveya asuda, you could not do it underneath this particular board because then you would not be under kasher schach and you would not be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah.